Well, it's been now 40 years since Kersey Valley Spooky Woods first offered their services to, scare folks and deliver a true Halloween experience. And now they are nationally recognized as one of the top 13 scariest haunted houses in America. And joining us now, one of the people who operates Kersey Valley Spooky Woods, it is Dustin Douglas. Dustin, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm fine. 40 years, that's a long time to keep something going. Has it been a challenge trying to keep things fresh over at Spooky Woods every year?
It absolutely is. But I tell you what, it takes a lot of time, a lot of dedication. And I mean, you wouldn't think about it, but we start this process, like we've started on next year's operation already, because it takes that long to come up with different things that we're going to be doing.
So it takes a long time. It's something that you're really thinking about year-round.
Absolutely. We have to, and if we don't, we definitely fall behind, and that's the last thing that we want to do for the community that loves this.
So the Spooky Woods, it starts with what?
So Spooky Woods starts with our Blue House, which is extremely unique. We're one of the few haunted houses in America that truly does have what is known as a real haunted house. Like, we've had people come out and truly investigate it and check it out. And this Blue House is what started it all 41 years ago. The owner of Kersey Valley, Tony, and his friends went camping out in it. And they ended up getting freaked out by something that happened with the bat. And then they went, ooh, we should make a haunted house out of this. So they did, and they sold $2 tickets to their friends in high school. And that's what started it all. So to this day, the very first thing that our guests walk through whenever it comes to stepping foot inside of the haunted house is the original Blue House that started it all that many years ago.
And it has grown since then, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going through our whole entire property is over 100 acres at this point. So you're going through that Blue House. You're going to take some steps into some classic horror movies or TV shows that you've seen and you've fallen in love with on the big screen in our whole entire section called Icons, where we take you out of the reality that you live day to day and really transform you into movie sets. And then after that, you're going to come back up and go through some of our original creations as well, from checking out some zombies. You're going to go and check out some witches, apocalyptic areas, greenhouse areas with our Dr. Hemlock character, and then also going into our pumpkin sets as well. So you have a little bit of everything from original to old classics.
And this isn't just at one house. This is on a 92-acre farm, right?
That's right. So, Kersey Valley has expanded recently. So we do officially sit on slightly more than 100 acres. But in general, it does take place on a big farm, and we do everything from, you know, you're going to do some walking, you're going to go on a tram ride to get to one area, you're going to walk through a wood, and then afterwards you're going to come back up and you'll start going through like warehouse style sets that truly are more so mazy to really get you disoriented. And then you come out into a big, beautiful new gift shop that we have. We have one of the largest gift shops of any haunted houses in America at this point.
And you don't just offer that haunted house, because there are a variety of other things that you're offering as well, right?
Yeah, so we have Kersey Valley Spooky Woods, but as soon as Spooky Woods wraps up, we have Kersey Valley Christmas, which utilizes our whole entire property. It utilizes a big field that we have, typically our corn maze that runs with Spooky Woods for Maze Adventure. It utilizes that as a walking trail. You take a wagon ride, and you also get to see Santa at the end of the day. So we have those seasonal events, and then we have Kersey Valley Zipline, Escape, Laser Tag, and Axe Throwing that are year-round attractions that people can come out and check out with us.
It seems like that when it comes to Halloween, that lends itself to creativity, because people can find different ways, especially since horror movies have now taken on such a different theme over the last few years with films like, you know, Nope and Get Out and things like that. It feels like that's opened the pathway from Hollywood with such great minds that Jordan Peele has come up with and others. And that has lent itself down to places such as yours. Do you find that that's the case?
Absolutely. I mean, the horror movie industry is very unique, first of all. They come out year-round, and, you know, you can't lie and say you don't take inspiration from a little bit of everything. Even the original concepts that we come up with zombies, like, you still take different type of zombies out of movies, and we say, okay, well, let's take the time and research what is this style zombie doing? What is that style zombie doing? Or same things, you know, looking at newer movies that are coming out in classics as far as like the Saw franchise as well as the Terrifier franchise. We look at all of them to figure out, like, what are guests listening to? What are guests reacting to? And how do we capitalize on them in our own ways? Or is it a situation that this is truly such a big impact that we need to find a way to bring this franchise here as part of our show?
Yeah, it's been an exciting time for horror movies. You mentioned the Terrifier franchise. That's another one. I forgot about that. So it's not a time anymore. People have to rely on Friday the 13th or Halloween movies from the 80s in order to gain inspiration. And I tell you, the website that people can check out, spookywoods.com, that offers such a detailed explanation about everything that they offer. This is not just simply a haunted house. There are a lot of different things that people can check out and a lot of different themes that people can see for themselves at this facility in Archdale. And it's little wonder why it's earned the number 9 spot on Haunt World's magazine list of the top 3 scariest haunted houses in America. Dustin Douglas helps run it. He is with us now. Dustin, we thank you so much. Can't wait to check this out here in your final days of operation. I know you've been doing a lot of stuff here over the last few weeks, and as Halloween draws closer next week, I know you can't wait to see the turnout that you expect that night.
Absolutely. We're ready for it, and I'll tell you now, our actors are chomping at the bit to greet all of our guests and hopefully make them run out screaming and crying.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see what happens next Friday. Thank you so much for joining us, Dustin.
Thank you so much.